This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. President Trump, as we know, has an affinity for Mar-a-Lago, his resort in Florida. Chinese President Xi Jinping and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe have been guests, very public guests at that facility. So on the theory that somebody is always listening, a couple of weeks ago, Jeff Larson and some of his colleagues from ProPublica and Gizmodo found themselves on a boat in a lagoon just offshore from Mar-a-Lago. Jeff, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me on.
Tell me what you guys did. Literally, like, how'd you go about it?
So we rented a boat in Palm Beach, Florida, and drove it down the intercoastal waterway to Mar-a-Lago. And we pointed a Wi-Fi antenna at the shore and picked up their Wi-Fi. And what we found was that this Wi-Fi wasn't particularly securable, right, which could allow foreign intruders to listen in on sensitive conversations.
You did versions of this at the Trump National Golf Club in Bedminster, where the president was a couple of weekends ago, also at the Trump Hotel in D.C., where he has been during his presidency and where some of his cabinet lives. Tell me why, although it seems self-evident, but tell me why weak cybersecurity at these places is a problem.
It's not clear that the president ever connects to these networks. When he travels, he has his own network. But what could happen is a hacker or a foreign adversary could connect to these networks and take over all of the devices like cell phones or computers or laptops and turn them into essentially listening devices to overhear sensitive national security conversations happening at these places.
In theory, you could have joined these unsecured Wi-Fi networks that you found, right? But you didn't?
Not at the clubs, we did not. But at the hotel, we did join the Wi-Fi network just by typing in any random room number. And we were able to see that the public-facing IP address of the hotel was running software that was released 13 years ago.
Do you have a sense, and again, the president travels with the White House Communications Agency and those networks, one assumes, are secure. Do you have a sense of the differing levels of expenditure and security at, say, Camp David, which is the presidential retreat up in the mountains, versus, say, Mar-a-Lago or Bedminster?
So the government spends $2 million on cybersecurity alone at Camp David and the White House. By comparison, Mar-a-Lago Club was forced to publish its budget, and we got our hands on that, and they spend, I think, on the order of $400,000 on security in total, which it's unclear how much of it is actually spent on cybersecurity.
What has the White House had to say to you or the Trump Organization for the hotels and the clubs? Have they said anything to you about this?
The White House did not say anything to us. The Trump Organization said that, like most great American businesses, they're under cyber attack by terrorists every single day. But they do have continuous monitoring, and they do claim that they keep tabs on it.
Jeff Larson covers data security for ProPublica. Jeff, thanks a lot.
Thank you.